Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum, his armed guard, Abner, and his friends, Cedric and Grandpappy Spears, are still at the county seat waiting for Lum's trial to begin. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner walking along a street at county seat, heading back to their hotel.
Abner, watch out where you're walking there. You might not have bumped into that lady there.
Oh, excuse me.
You oughtn't to go along staring at everything. But he'd think you'd never been to the county seat before.
Well, I was just looking at that little sign that store window back there along. Doggy, that looks pretty silly to me.
What do you mean, silly?
Well, folks don't much care where she's at.
Where who's at?
Somebody's mother.
What are you talking about, anyway?
The sign back there in the window, Lum, it said Mother's Home Cooking.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, nothing, but I don't see if that's nothing to brag about. That's where a feller's mama ought to be, is home cooking.
Oh, well, you don't understand. That was a restaurant back there.
Oh, I see. His mama cooks the vittles up at home and then toasts them over to her.
Oh, no, Abner. What it means
is... I believe that Luke Spears has got a better arrangement than that in his lunchroom back there at Pine Ridge, Lum's. A heap handier. See, he cooks the vittles right in the back end of the restaurant there and then just carries them up to the counter. That's all they have to do.
Well, they do that here, too.
Well, not according to the sign, they don't. His mama does it over to the place, sir. Fact is, that's where she's at right now, just a-cooking.
Well, Abner, she ain't actual home cooking for the restaurant.
What they got that sign up there saying she is for, then?
Well, it just means that the vittles they serve there taste like the vittles your mama used to cook.
Oh, too salty, huh?
No.
Well, how do they know how mama used to cook? They never was over at our house for supper. Leastways, not that I recollect they wasn't.
Well, Abner, I never said they was.
Don't see what they want to cook like Mama does for, no way. She never was handy with a skillet. Papa was most generally back there in the kitchen stirring up the vittles.
Well, the idea is that... never mind. I got too much other stuff on my mind to try to explain that to you.
Of course, now, Mama was pretty good on salt pork and collard greens. I'll say that for her.
Abner, will you forget that?
I don't, Miss Mama. Let's go back to that restaurant and get some of that salt pork they're serving there.
Well, they ain't served there. Besides, we've done it.
I could eat again. I just love it. That's my favorite dish.
Hurry up. Let's get back to the hotel. I got to study about this court trial some more.
I believe I'll just open me up a little lunchroom at home there and put a sign in the window saying Papa's Home Cooking.
Abner, we're done with that subject.
At night, I could put a sign in the window say Papa's Home Sleeping.
Well, you hash that up.
Huh?
You got the one track of this one mind I ever saw on a human.
Well, that's where he'd be at night, home sleeping.
Wait a minute, here's the hotel. We might not walk past it.
Oh.
Come on, let's go in.
Yeah, say, Lum, while you're working on your case, I believe I'll just sort of look around town some more. This is the first time I've been here since gas rationing.
No, now you got to come in with me. Don't forget you're the deputy town marshal and you're supposed to be guarding me.
Yeah, that's
the way it's worked out, I'm looking after you.
Yeah. Well, I can telephone in once in a while, see if you're still there, ain't escaped or nothing.
No, I want you to come in with me. I don't want to be alone in my hours of tribulations.
Well, can I go for just a little while, Lum? I'll just walk about 2 blocks around here.
No, I want you to come in and listen while I practice up cross-examining myself.
Cross-examining yourself?
Yeah, you know that ain't going to be easy, neither. Trying to sit on the witness stand and stand out in front of myself at the same time and ask the questions.
Huh?
Yeah, wished I could have got hold of a lawyer, Summers.
Yeah, that's what you ought to do.
It's too late now, though, I reckon. Well, come on, Abner, we're going in the hotel.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, you start on upstairs. I got to stop at the desk and get the key. Well, I'll swan to goodness. Looky yonder.
Huh?
Look who's sitting in the lobby there.
Where?
Over there by that imitation palm tree.
Well, for the land's sakes, it's Squire Skim.
Sure. Well, howdy, Squire. What in the world are you doing here?
Well, gentlemen, I'd almost given you men up. I've been waiting here for you for a good half hour.
Oh, was you waiting for us?
Yes, I was, Lum. I wanted to have a little talk with you if you got time.
Well, good. Come on up to our room, Squire.
Yes, all right, Lum.
Wait a minute, old Lum. I don't believe 3 of us can get into that room at one time. We better sit down here in the lobbies.
Yeah, maybe that would be better. These chairs look more comfort anyway.
Yes, I think this will be fine right here.
Boy. Abner, watch out. Don't sit on my lap.
Oh, excuse me. I thought you was going to sit over there. That's the way he's heading. You spun there all at once.
Well, I will if you're going to sit here.
No, I'll sit over there. I don't care that both chairs is alive.
Make up your mind.
Well, let's see.
Abner, sit down.
Oh, yes, sir.
That's better. Well, pull your chair on over here with us.
Oh, I thought maybe you didn't want me to hear what you was going to say. Yeah.
Ain't no secret to this.
Good.
Now then, Squire, what was it you wanted to talk about?
Well, Lum, I just wanted to discuss your trial a little. I know...
Discuss it?
Yes, you turned me down on my offer to defend you, Lum, but I came in here today in the hopes that you might reconsider.
Well, I don't know, Squire.
You know, Lum... To be honest, you're going to have an extremely difficult time trying to defend yourself like you planned.
Yeah, I know. I've been thinking about that.
And as a matter of fact, I took it upon myself to talk to the judge this morning, Lum. And I got him to grant us an extension of time. So now the trial won't start until Monday morning.
You done that?
Yes, I did, Lum.
Well, you never had no authorities to do that.
Well, no, Lum, but I got to thinking about it, and I thought if you would let me defend you, I wanted a little time to go into the case more thoroughly. I couldn't jump right in there this afternoon and start defending someone on a case that I knew so little about.
You told the judge that you was my lawyer?
Yes, I did, Lum, because, well, I just figured that you needed a lawyer and that I could talk you into letting me act in that capacity.
Well, just exactly why are you so interested in this trial of mine? Going to all this trouble.
Well, Lum, it's only natural that I should be interested in helping an old lifelong friend such as you. And, of course, I'll be frank, too, I have a selfish interest in it.
Well, I sort of figured that.
You see, Lum, this trial is beginning to attract quite a bit of attention. And I think that the attorney who handles your case will undoubtedly receive a fair amount of publicity.
Uh-huh.
And in view of the evidence piled up against you, I feel that if an attorney can ever get you acquitted, Lum, that man's reputation is made.
Well, Squire, I'll be frank with you, too. I do feel that I need some help on this thing.
Well, I thought, Lum, that you'd realize sooner or later that you did. And another thing, I'm not going to charge you a cent for my services.
Well, no, if you're going to be my lawyer, I'm going to pay you for it.
No. Tut, Lum.
I won't listen to it. I've got to pay you.
I firmly believe it.
All right, you talk me out of it.
Well, all right. I believe that I'll get enough out of this in the long run to compensate me for all my troubles. See, I've been wanting to build up my law practice, and I think this is just the sort of thing that I need to get my name in front of the public.
Well, I reckon it's a deal, then, Squire. We'll settle on that before we talk no further.
My dog is, I'm glad to hear that. I've been saying all along that Lum ought to have a lawyer.
Yes, he should, Abner. Well, the thing to do now is to get right down to business, man. Of course, I'm roughly familiar with the case, Lum, but I'll need to get the exact facts and details from you, you know.
Oh, yeah, sure, natural. Now, I figure our main plea ought
to be
that
let's get the facts first now, Lum.
Well, that's what I started to give you.
Now, to begin with, did you actually take money that you collected as a fine and spend it on that farm that you bought for Grandpappy Spears?
Yeah, I done that all right. Give it to Luther Phillips.
Luther Phillips, huh?
Yeah. He's the one I bought the farm from.
Yeah.
See, Abner's papa put in some cash, and I put in some of my cash, and the balance was that $500 check.
Well, now, was that the check that Mr. Webster paid his fine with, Lum?
No, I had to deposit that check for the records, and then I wrote out another one for Luther.
I don't see how you could have ever done that, Lum. Didn't you realize at the time that that constituted a misuse of public funds?
Well, I don't know. I reckon I just never thought about it at the time. You see, it seemed to me that that money actually belonged to Grandpap. Because Mr. Webster had just the same as stole Grandpap's old place away from him, so I figured it was no more than right that Mr. Webster ought to help buy him a new place.
Well, yes, Lum, but you should have thought of some other way to do it.
Yeah, I can see that now.
Now, that charge you fined Mr. Webster on, wasn't that some antiquated ordinance, Lum?
Wasn't it what?
An antiquated ordinance, an old out-of-date ordinance.
Oh, it was an old one, if that's what you mean.
Yes.
Passed clean back in 1905.
Mm-hmm.
All about having to have a guide carrying a lantern in front of your automobile and all such as that.
I just don't understand why Webster ever let you get away with that, Lum. You can't hold a man on an out-of-date law like that.
Well, I think he'd found out what I was aiming to do with the fine money, so he just let me walk into the traps what he done.
Oh,
of course, it was still
on
the statutes. It never had been struck off.
Yes, well, that has very little to do with Lum. Let's see, now, what date was that? Do you remember, Lum?
Well, I've got all that wrote down in my notes upstairs. You want me to go get them?
Yes, yes, that's a good idea before we discuss this any further. Bring me all the information and data that you've collected, Lum. We'll leave no stone unturned.
Well, good. That's the first encouraging thing I've heard in days. I'll go right up and get all the papers. I'll be right back.
Yes, all right, Lum, all right.
Doggy Squaw, I'm sure glad that you're in on this. I've had a feeling all along that Lum would get thrown right smack in the penitentiary if he tried to handle this thing by himself.
Oh, no doubt about it, Abner.
You reckon his chances look pretty good now, Squire?
Well, Abner, don't tell this to Lum, but I'm just afraid he's a goner. In fact, if we can't think up something between now and Monday morning, nothing short of a miracle can save Lum.